Into the record book. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest wrap-up. I'm Dan Bross. The 37th running of the UConn Quest concluded Saturday night as last-place finisher Olivia Shank-Neff crossed the line in Whitehorse and then joined other mushers, race officials, and fans for the annual awards banquet. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, they celebrated a race that marked big beginnings and endings.
The big endings were punctuated by retirement announcements by several stalwarts of the UConn Quest. Dave Dalton ran his 30th Quest this year, setting a record, though he was unable to finish it due to a sick dog team. At the awards banquet, he said he's 100% sure he's not coming back. He listed off the names of famous Quest participants he's raced with, from Leroy Shank to this year's winner, Brent Sass.
Everybody that supports this race, you can see him all around us here. For the last 30 years, it's been a great race, and it's been the best part of my life. So, thank you.
Another 62-year-old all but announced his retirement at the finish banquet in Whitehorse, Alan Moore. The Quest legend spoke about age finally catching up to him. While he still has the unmistakable lean, lanky strength and posture of an endurance athlete, Moore says that he's been struggling with injuries before this year's race.
Normally I like hard races, but this year was a little bit different in that I had a few injuries going on. I had shoulder surgery and, you know, I had a torn calf in December, so I've only been on a sled 30 days ago.
The Quest legend finished fourth this year and was far from the win, something that he attributed to being off of his game while recovering from the injury. Canadian Quest veteran Rob Cook finished his seventh race and said it would be an ending of sorts, though he didn't sound quite as decisive as Dave Dalton.
I'm really hoping this is going to be my last UConn Quest. And I've said that a few times before.
You could maybe forgive Cook's dismissive attitude, as he seems to be a magnet for hardship and misfortune out on the trail. In the last 50 miles of this year's race, he had another accident and ran into overflow up to his waist.
We hit a couple of patches of overflow and I thought this is unusual, and then all of a sudden the whole world fell apart. My boots were absolutely full of water and I could feel them going numb. And I was starting to get super cold and I wasn't sure if I was getting hypothermia or not. And I didn't think at that point I could safely make a 20-mile run to Whitehorse.
Luckily, he got his team over to a nearby kennel and was able to get some help from friends and race veterinarians. But if Rob Cook does retire, which he 100% completely, half-heartedly insists that he will, he'll have passed his skill onto rookie Pat Noden, with whom he ran the later part of the race. Noden eventually passed Cook and finished hours ahead of the veteran, but not after their team simultaneously rebelled on them out on the trail after breaking too much trail in the fresh falling snow.
It was really nice to be out there around a veteran like that. I don't know if he'd say yesterday was any fun, but I enjoyed my time with him.
But in this shallow field of just 11 racers, other rookies weren't lucky enough to get that kind of one-on-one trail advice.
I don't really know what to say. I'm just happy that it's over and that we're all here.
That's Olivia Shank-Neff, a rookie this year who defied expectations and an unusually slow start to bring in the red lantern of the 2020 Quest. The 32-year-old finished in the middle of the finish banquet, greeted by a team of veterinarians, fans, and her grandfather, Leroy Shank, who waited in a wheelchair in the bitter cold and wind for Shank-Neff to finish.
Leroy's like, put me inside.
Finishing was no small feat this year. Shank-Neff said she had a dog in heat that caused problems from the outset of the race. But that dog, Emily, proved to be a hero, leading for most of the next 800 miles, which she traveled virtually without crossing paths with another musher.
She's like foaming at the mouth crazy. Never stopped. So, yeah, she's really good.
At the finish line, Shank-Neff is whisked away to the banquet by Quest officials, where she interrupts another musher's speech and gets a standing ovation of hundreds in the banquet hall. Eventually, she's called up for her own award, the Red Lantern.
I guess like in 2015, I came to Alaska to visit my grandpa, and he was alone with nobody, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll stay and live here. And I got two dogs, and then I met Hugh, and then I just did the Quest. So I guess that just happened.
Unlike her older mentors, Shank-Neff says her ending is just a beginning. She'll be back, she says, in a couple of years with an even stronger dog team. And with an aging field of retiring mushers, Quest organizers will hope the strong field of younger mushers comes back next year. Reporting at the end of the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.